From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is admitting that mistakes were made last fall in the government's effort to deal with the financial crisis. At a town hall meeting in Kansas City, Bernanke said the government was late in dealing with troubled subprime mortgages, which contributed to the crash of the housing market. Bernanke also said the bailouts of big financial companies made him angry, but he said the government had to take action to avoid a major meltdown of the financial system and the broader economy. The meeting was taped by PBS's NewsHour, which plans to air it in three installments this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she does not think a second stimulus package is necessary for the economy to recover. Meanwhile, the Senate's top Republican says a nearly $800 billion stimulus Congress approved earlier this year has been a failure. NPR's David Wellna has more.
Speaker of the House Pelosi told CNN's State of the Union she thinks there are already signs of economic recovery.
So I believe that good times are ahead. I would rather just stick with the initiative that we have, get it out there faster if we can, but not worry about doing another stimulus package.
But on the same program, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the stimulus package, which got only three Republican votes, has not worked out.
Big mistake. I can think we can, you know, fairly safely declare it now a failure. It was sold to us as something that was going to jolt the economy, that was going to hold unemployment to 8%. Unemployment's going over 10%.
McConnell warned that the health care overhaul being proposed by congressional Democrats would worsen the economic outlook. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The nation's auto dealerships are hoping for a surge in sales now that a rebate program known as Cash for Clunkers has been finalized and ostensibly begins Monday. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickish reports.
Cash for Clunkers will give up to a $4,500 credit to people who buy or lease a new car, provided they trade in and scrap a vehicle that gets less than 18 miles to the gallon and get a more fuel-efficient one. On Friday, the U.S. Department of Transportation spelled out exactly how the program will work. Massachusetts auto dealer Dan Quirk has been surprised by customer interest.
There are people that are driving clunkers, and they do have money. The car that they're driving, even though it's old, it still runs okay. They've just been waiting.
They may have to keep waiting until Monday. That's when most dealerships get the go-ahead to offer the credit. The program runs until the 1st of November, unless the $1 billion set aside for it runs out first. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Boston.
Stocks in Asia have been rallying in Monday trading. Japan's Nikkei is poised for its ninth straight day of gains. Oil prices are also climbing. They've climbed above $68 a barrel. This is NPR News. North Korea is making it clear that it will not return to six-nation talks over its nuclear weapons program. But without being specific, the North says it is open to a new dialogue. The statement from the North's foreign ministry appears to be a call for direct talks with the United States. On Friday, North Korea's United Nations ambassador also indicated interest in such talks. Police in Pakistan have arrested a pro-Taliban cleric, accusing him of abetting the militants and sabotaging government efforts to deal with them. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Last winter, cleric Sufi Muhammad mediated a peace deal in the Swat Valley between the provincial government there and the Taliban. But by spring, the deal had collapsed. Refusing to lay down their arms, the Taliban advanced into neighboring districts. The brazen move drove the government to seek a military solution to the spreading Taliban and launched an offensive against the militants in Swat nearly 3 months ago. The fighting displaced some nearly 2 million people, and they have now just begun to return to the war-shattered area. Sufi Muhammad is the father-in-law of the Taliban commander in Swat. An official of the Northwest Province who announced the arrest of the aging cleric said that instead of taking steps to stop the militants, he did not utter a single word against them. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin is no longer the governor of Alaska. She has formally stepped down at an event in Fairbanks Sunday, some 17 months before her first term ends. In her farewell speech, Palin vowed to continue fighting for Alaskans, but gave no hint as to whether she will seek public office again. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.